This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number one of USA Prepares. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Nathan. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us live on the West Coast. Welcome, Rick.
Morning, Vincent.
Rick, do you remember the advertisements, every boy wants a Hasbro toy, and so do girls? Do you remember that?
I do, but I that was much later in my childhood. Hasbro was later. We had Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm mentioning that is that there's a lawsuit that accuses the toy maker of Hasbro of misleading investors. Can you imagine that? A company misleading its investors. Well, what's happened is the suit alleges that Hasbro officials downplayed how much the company relied on sales from the now-closed Toys R Us and misled the analysts and investors about poor foreign sales. The suit alleges that Hasbro artificially inflated its common stock price, enabling executives to collectively sell their stock. So what they did was they pumped up the stock price, and the insiders sold their stock. Standard manipulation, right? Fleecing the little people, the bottom 93%. The reason I'm mentioning this is that was the top of the hour news, one of the news items, and I remember Hasbro, and every boy wants a Hasbro toy, and so do girls. And the purpose of this comment is we don't need to buy toys, class. We don't need to buy toys for children. If you are bent on buying Christmas presents for young people, why don't you do what Dr. Richard Allen Miller just mentioned, Lincoln Logs. Erector sets, if they still sell them. I don't think you can buy a Gilbert chemistry set anymore, but wouldn't that be nice? How about a kit to learn about electronics, resistors, capacitors, diodes, transformers, photocells, LEDs, batteries? How about learning about that? How about instead of buying these overpackaged pieces of Chinese junk, how about buying something that is educational, is durable, and will teach your children something that will be of value to them for the rest of their lives? How about that? Rick, any comments?
Well, yeah. The ChemCraft chemistry set is where I started my life. I remember getting that. And that's why the military loved me. I was making pipe bombs when I was 10 years old. They weren't called pipe bombs back then. They were little rocket ships. With my ChemCraft chemistry set, I was making gunpowder. And I could go down to the hardware store and, I could go down to the pharmacy and buy anything I wanted. They had a whole wall of chemicals. That's all gone now, but back then you could get flour of sulfur, you could get potassium nitrate, you could get anything you wanted, and you got these little bags of chemicals, and you start experimenting with them. And then, of course, I put them in a pipe, and I sealed up one end by putting a plug in it with a nail going through it so it couldn't blow out, and then I folded the edges on the other side with fins, so that it had some kind of a guidance system to it. My last one that I set off went off in a gravel pit, and I found the rocket. It took me about a week. It was about two blocks over. It had gone up into the air, down into someone's garage, big hole in the roof. I snuck in quietly one morning and got the the evidence and left quickly. No forensics. That was when I was a little kid. They don't do that anymore. Microscope.
Well, you're right. And I had a Gilbert chemistry set, which I guess was a competitor of ChemCraft. And I used to make gunpowder, and I used to make those pipe bombs also. And we didn't call them pipe bombs, just as you said. They were literally rockets. They were closed-end tubes.
Yeah.
Yep, and you could turn it upside down with the exposed end up and light it with a fuse, and you could see the thrust coming out as the rocket was trying to bury into the ground. And it wouldn't go very far in sand, but you could see the thrust of it. And you're absolutely right. It was a mixture of gunpowder is, I don't know if we're allowed to say this, but in case we are, gunpowder is simple. It's a mixture of three chemicals, sulfur, charcoal, and potassium nitrate, which is also called saltpeter, KNO3. And it was common. I mean, heck, back in the 1960s, I was making that, you know, for fun. I was making hydrogen gas and oxygen gas with two electrodes and a battery, and I was collecting the hydrogen gas and putting it in a container and bringing a match from a distance, and here it go pop. You know, kind of like what happened to the Hindenburg when it was set on fire. And people believe that the Hindenburg was deliberately set on fire by a 30-06 cartridge at Lakehurst Naval Ammunition Station in the 1930s. By the way, I was at a huge flea market, huge acres and acres and acres on the East Coast, and there was a picture of the Hindenburg. Actually, it was a photograph, and it's probably 18 by 24 or close to that size. I don't have it with me right in the studio yet, but I will. I used to have it in the previous studio in another part of the house. Well, as I'm redecorating the studio here, I haven't gotten everything back in, but I do have this photograph. And on the back, it was in the office of a high-ranking military official at Lakehurst Naval Station in New Jersey. So this guy had this, and I don't know how it ended up at this flea market, but I bought it for probably $35. I thought that was the coolest thing. Now, maybe $35 wasn't the best use of my money because I can't eat this thing. But it sure is cool. And it's a photograph. And I don't know if there are any others. But it's of that very Hindenburg on the voyage prior to its incineration at the same Lakehurst Naval Ammunition Station. As a matter of fact, my wife's grandmother had a farm. And they heard LZ-129, which was the Hindenburg, flying over the farm on its way to Lakehurst Naval Ammunition, or Lakehurst Naval Station, just before it blew up, a short while later. I mean, within less than an hour. True story. So that was my experience with learning about chemistry, and I learned about electricity. I learned about magnets, electromagnets. I'm sure you did the same thing, Rick. You learned about winding coils around nails and how generators work and how hard it is to turn the shaft of a generator to generate electricity. It's not like you can spin it with your thumb and forefinger and generate 1,000 watts. That's impossible. I mean, if you're going to generate 1,000 watts and you used a bicycle to turn bicycle crank and chain to turn a generator shaft, you'd be sweating in 10 minutes for sure. I don't even know if you could generate 1,000 watts. I don't think a person could do it.
You know, a lot of those skills came from Boy Scouts, and I mean, that's where you learned how to do the outdoor nature stuff. In terms of pitching a tent, creating a campfire, setting up a fire zone, you know, those kinds of things were, you know, with Boy Scouts. And you learned how to find water. You learned how to find food. You learned how to cook food over a campfire. What's happened in our educational systems now are such that nobody has a clue anymore on how to do anything like that. And when you look down in California and what's going on right now, I have some inside information that is kind of creepy. Half of the fires that California has experienced this year were artificial. They were not real fires. They were done with intent. One was about China that owns that property. And so what they're doing is burning people out so they can take over the land. And another is the one in Paradise. We're about 400 miles from Paradise, where I am up here in Oregon. And there were people from Paradise that are completely homeless in Grants Pass setting up mail accounts at the post office. When I go to the post office every day, there they are, homeless. And, I have this one picture. What happened? It's really a weird trip. This guy, his wife was pregnant. They wanted to determine the sex of the child without doing ultrasound. And so they have this little game they do where they have two targets, one male, one female, way, way, way down there. And you aim at it and try to hit the target. And whichever target you hit is what the sex child is going to be. And what happened was the male goes up in the air and a fire started. And that one burnt 4,000 acres. Now, some of it was with particle beams. You can actually, from space, see the laser strikes. Another one was lava. What does that mean? Okay, that means that the plate's shifting. Another one is, it just goes down the line where we will never know exactly what happened in California. Look at the fire damage after the fire is gone, and you see all these trees standing, and the houses are slagged, gone. And yet, the bushings, the shrubbery around the house is fine. It's all intact. How did that work? You can explain some of it with a rooftop collecting, barium oxide that will, from chemtrails, that will at some point cause that roof to explode, like phosphorus. But something else is going on, and my guess is California has been targeted as the first part of the United States are going to give back to China. And I can't prove any of this, but my gut tells me that, just saying, right where I am, the fires are extremely unnatural, and we're in a weird solar moon.
Yep. All right, we'll be right back with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Mark, you're up next. I'm Ben Finelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, folks. It's holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Mark likes to call in. Mark in Illinois likes to call in when Rick's on the air with us. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, good morning. I've got 3 points I wanted to, lay out a kind of a foundation and then, see what kind of discussion we could have about it. But the 3 points are the Nevada test site and St. Gerardo in Missouri, in Area 51, Edwards Air Force Base, where I was stationed at in the Air Force. Anyway, I remember in Nevada test site, when they detonated the atomic bomb, when I read about it, that they had reports of seeing these balls, these red balls. I've seen one of these before in my lifetime. They're very rare if you see them, but they're like a, was probably the size of maybe about 2.5 feet, 3 feet in diameter. It was a red ball. But what happened? What happened when they detonated these nuclear warheads, or when they first detonated the atomic bomb in Nevada? Shortly after that, these red balls of fire started to show up all over the place, and they went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it was people would see them shoot across the surface of the earth and maybe about 10 feet, 20 feet off the ground, and then just go straight up in the air. And what I've actually been able to put together over all the years, and I had experience with I don't call it UFO. I call it IFO because I can identify it. But what these powers of darkness, these Nephilim called the Raphim, what they were able to do is when those balls of fire, they were able to pull that energy out of the atmosphere. Our government didn't know when they detonated the atomic warhead that that actually opened up a vortex. It opened up a portal for them to move through. And what they were doing is they were pulling the energy from the nuclear explosion out of the atmosphere where they were able to manipulate, because these are the fallen angels, and they're able to manipulate matter and antimatter, and they take that power, that energy, and they build these aircraft, these vehicles, like you were talking about the Hindenburg, and they can build these spaceships that they can move around in that people see, but they're not really physical. They're more in a manipulation of a spiritual sense. Now, the other thing is, too, is that in St. Gerardo, Missouri, this was in World War II, the United States, the U.S. government, the military, the Army Air Corps back then, they were warning people not to fly because these aircraft were shooting down our military aircraft. And the pilots that were flying these planes were World War II pilots. They'd have done, you know, like 200 and some sorties or something like that over, you know, in their bombing missions in World War II. So they were experienced pilots. And one of these DC-3s crashed into Cape Girardeau, into a hill in Missouri, and I think it was 1945, and it was shot down. And these principalities and powers of darkness have the ability; they have energy weapons that are like lasers, but I don't think they're necessarily what we would think as lasers in our type of science. But they hit these planes, and the government was warning people not to fly at all at that time, not any military aircraft and no commercial aircraft. And then the next thing was when I was stationed at Area 51, I was trained in supply logistics in Colorado, and then I got stationed at Area 51, Mojave Desert, Edwards Air Force Base, Broom Lake. And I had top secret clearance into all of Jet Propulsion Laboratories, Hugh Dryden's Aerospace Engineering, everything on that base. And one day I had a priority one part, and I was sent to a part of the base, which was an old World War II part of the base. And then later on, I didn't know this stuff when all this stuff happened, but later on I found out that old part of the base where I was at, where I was sent to, was like an hour from the flight line. And
we're going into a break. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Mark, we're going into a break, and please continue your thoughts and your comments, and I'm sure Dr. Richard Allen Miller has some comments
about
that. Yeah,
I'm going to wrap it up.
And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
I've
might
got
even
comments.
Have a comment.
I've got comments.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Chief James Mattis says there is no clear indication yet that the Saudi prince was involved in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in early October. Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed lawmakers in the Senate on the matter yesterday, Mattis saying afterwards,
"We have no smoking gun."
that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun.
Just getting breaking news that President Trump's former attorney is reaching a plea deal in the Russia probe. Michael Cohen will reportedly shortly plead guilty in a Manhattan court for false statements he made to Congress about his contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign. Cohen had said months ago he would, quote, put family and country first over President Trump by cooperating with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Mark in Illinois has called in. Mark, you've got some more comments you'd like to make before Rick has some responses. Please continue, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's Cape Girardeau. I said Cape Girardeau, but... And when I was stationed at Area 51, I had an experience that changed my entire life. But I was just got up one day, went into work. I loved my job. I did what I did. Anyway, I had a priority one part, which was it was an aircraft that was grounded and it can't take off unless, you know. So I had a truck and I had this part for this aircraft on the back of my truck. I go to this part of World War II base, and on the old Edwards Air Force Base, the original one. And that's the first time I was there. And it took me an hour to get there from the flight line just to drive there. That's how big Edwards is. And so round trip took me like 3 hours. So I got there to this part of the base. There's no guard there. There's a double fence with the guard dog in the middle. That's usually the way it is in those days, the old 60s days, 50s and 60s. This was in the 1980s. But anyway, and there's military vehicles there from Air Force vehicles and some Army vehicles and civilian vehicles. And I could tell it was an underground part of a base, just because, you know, when you're in the service, you know, when you're dealing with that stuff, what it is and what it isn't. And so I just, you know, I didn't mess around with anything that I wasn't supposed to. I'm on the radio and I'm calling in my chief master sergeant and I'm saying, you know, there's no guards here. There's no people here, you know, and he's saying, well, there's, you know, quite a few people there. There should be people around. Well, he said, I said, well, what do you want me to do? Turn around, go through the gate, put the gate up, go turn around his truck and bring the part back, you know, for this plane. He goes, no, you have to deliver that. So he said, go look around. So he gave me an order to go look around. So I went and looked around. I went in, I seen an old, and a part of the old World War II hangar, there was what people call a UFO. It was bronze. It was a brownish type of color, brass, bronze cut color with certain types of letters on the side. And I actually looked at this aircraft on its landing gear. And as I remember, looking back over that, I remember seeing the old World War II hangar that I was in. The floor was cut out where you could see it was an elevator. And so where this aircraft was brought up from underground. Well, anyway, bottom line is I reached out and I touched this aircraft. This what people call UFO. And when I did, I seen a force field travel through my body, and I don't know how to say it, but it was like a force field, like a wave of energy that traveled through me, and I seen it travel through the whole building and just dissipate, just disappear. And a guy that I knew, George Metcalf, who was under John F. Kennedy, who was an Army Air Corps, in World War II, and he was appointed to build the Space Center and over at Cape Canaveral Space Center. And he was there on the base at the time I was there, and so he asked me some questions, you know, to prove that I was there, you know, that this was all real. And anyway, he told me that, you know, that should have killed you instantly when you touched that aircraft because that is a force field. And it should have just threw you through the air and automatically killed you. But it didn't kill me. So anyway, I got back on the radio and everything, you know, this was a SAC base back then, strategic command, everything monitored by radio. So I get back on, I turn around, and as I'm leaving out of this compound, because there's an Army base not too far from there, and as I'm leaving this base, I'm watching these choppers, these Huey's coming in, about three of them, real low, and I'm watching out the back of my truck mirrors, I'm watching guys rappelling out of these choppers, I'm going, oh my God, something really bad happened there, I don't know what happened, but something happened, so I get back to Flight Depot, the flight line, Supply Depot, and my chief master sergeant says to me, he goes, you know, the commanding officer wants to see you. He's a full-bird colonel, and he wants to see you. And so he called me up, and, you know, he asked me, he said, what did you see and what happened? And I said, I seen an aircraft. I didn't tell him what it was. I just said, I seen an aircraft, and there was nobody there at this base. And, well, anyway, as soon as I get down from there, he dismisses me. As soon as I get down, my chief master starts, what the hell's going on? He said, OSI is on the phone. And so, you know, next thing I know, OSI is saying, you know, you got to go through a debriefing. And they're calling me in for, you know, to flight line psychiatrists like they do for the pilots, there because that's a test base. and I'm going through a big debriefing that's lasting like 3 days. And one of the guys in the OSI revealed to me, he goes, you know what happened? I said, well, I don't know. But I said, there's nobody there. It says it's very strange, very mysterious. He goes, well, 68 people died, and you're the only survivor. And he goes, we want to know what happened, and what did you see? And I said, I told them. So they put me through 3 hours of briefing in the morning, and then gave me lunchtime. And then they put me through another 3 hours of debriefing, backwards, forward, like good cop, bad cop. And, and they put me through debriefing for 3 days. And they had people there from the Pentagon, they had all kinds of people, because actually 68 people were killed that day. That aircraft that they brought up from down below the earth on that part of that base, something happened. Something went terribly wrong. And I'm telling you what, these powers of darkness, these Nephilim, these Raphaim, are very real. And I think the message that I have, it deals with what you're talking about. It's not a coincidence. You're talking about the Hindenburg. The Lord is telling me to tell you this story because you need to stay out of the air. You need to stay out of flying. And commercial airline jets are going to get shot down by these powers, because we're living in a timeline, we're living in time right now when things are escalating all over the world with natural disasters. I call them God disasters. And these powers of darkness are actually, this is a point in time for them to rise up, and because of everything that's happening in the world. And it's very dangerous right now for you to be in any type of commercial aircraft flying in the air, because what happened at Cape Girardeau could happen many more times over again. And that's just what I wanted to comment on.
Can I take on?
Please do.
Okay, so I have been to Broom Lake and I have seen the nuclear waste dump that's there. That's what it was primarily. They had artifacts. They had experimental aircraft. They had an underground base there at Broom Lake, and I've been to level 8. I went 8 floors down. So I've been and seen some of what you may be trying to describe. I don't know. I was there in the early 70s. It's different today. It's abandoned today, and they've moved it over to Dulles and some other places, I think. But the original Broom Lake was where they were stockpiling a lot of the nuclear waste from the original experiments that they were doing with nuclear bombs. Now, regarding Nephilim, I was asked to do a radio with the BBC talking about a skull that was found in Pennsylvania in 1820, before the UFO scares were going on. And it was discovered in Pennsylvania, up near Pittsburgh, I think it was, and dug up anthropologically, found the thing was huge, and the skull. And this is before we had aliens, UFOs, and that kind of thing being described. Cowboys versus aliens. And the skull was set to the Smithsonian and then eventually disappeared. Now, my part of the radio was to discuss what happened. And, of course, none of us know exactly what happened, but it turns out that the skull happened just before Joseph Smith formed the Mormon religion and took a large conglomerate church from a Methodist minister. And that Methodist minister dogged Joseph Smith into Utah for almost 20 years trying to get his flock back and his church back, and to no avail. And what happened is the Smithsonian was formed by the two sons of that Methodist minister. And I personally have no knowledge of this, but it's a simple guess that they probably dumped it in the Atlantic Ocean in an event trying to vet their father in terms of close encounters and alien encounters. That's what the Mormon Church was based on, and he was trying to get his flock back and when this skull was discovered. And it threw a kind of like a hitch in the giddy-up, and I think the two sons that were running the Smithsonian at that time. Now, today, those skulls are being discovered everywhere. And when I was at Shiprock, New Mexico, I worked at the Navajo Community College there, teaching courses and on agriculture. I encountered several Navajo students, friends, that talked about the giants during the period of Anastasi that would be cannibals. And so there is no question that there are other life forms on Earth. That's one of the things the military had me do, was vet out, you know, werewolves up in Wolf Creek and shapeshifters down in Grants Pass, Oregon, and that kind of thing years and years ago. These legends all have roots somewhere in reality, and what the military wanted to do was to vet what was nonsense and what was real, worthy of pursuing further studies. And I don't know where this is all going, other than there is absolutely, in my mind now, as a valid scientist trying to...
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Mark in Illinois is with us. And we're talking about Area 51, an aircraft that Mark saw, an IFO, identified, or UFO, unidentified. Mark, what was that aircraft?
We have to understand the Bible calls the shades, and it talks about the dead things. And that's that language in the Hebrew means the Nephilim, which were the giants. And when the giants died, their evil spirits called the Raphim, or what's on the earth today, they're the ones that inhabit these vehicles, these aircraft that people call UFOs. And what I'm trying to tell you is that they're not aliens, they're evil spirits. The Navy went after these 1945 in the South Pacific. These vehicles came up out of the ocean and attacked our aircraft carrier in the South Pacific in 1945, World War II. And then the Navy went after the antediluvian bases. They had detonated hydrogen bombs underneath the ocean to blow up the antediluvian bases of the giants. So these are evil spirits. And what I'm trying to tell you is that there is a revival of these powers that are going to be coming in, power, really powerful. Now get ready for this, because if you're going to be flying, you better be really careful. Because these vehicles now are going to be manifesting themselves by shooting commercial airline craft out of the sky, and also military aircraft, because we're escalating. You have to know the biblical timeline that we're in and what's happening all over the world with extinction level events as well, and the second coming of Christ, and all this stuff ties in. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And that's what I wanted to see if, you know, Dr. Miller would comment on this, because it's very real. You go to Cape Girardeau and you can see the evidence of where this plane was shot down, a military plane, and crashed into a hill there. And so this can happen again, and it will happen again. And It's we're entering into a time of escalation of these powers. They're evil spirits. They're not aliens. They're evil spirits. And they have the ability to bend matter and antimatter.
I can't make comment on any of that. I did have something I wanted to read from my tech support, Russ Rengi. Russ wrote to me yesterday that, I'm going to read, quote, first, the Earth lost part of its atmosphere during this last solar event. This is why the sky is not deep blue and like it was before, and why we get more radiation from space. The dimming of the sun is also allowing more radiation. Next, the sun is dimming because Saturn and Jupiter are on the same side of the sun, pulling the Earth out of its normal orbit. With the Earth dimming and being faster, further from the sun, and we, Earth, will be getting colder. It has nothing to do with fictitious planet Nibiru. Now, this is my Navy handler, so, you know, Earth and all of the other planets never traveled around the sun. They are being pulled behind the sun in a spiral manner. That's a correct visualization. The sun is moving through space at Mach 12. You know, there it goes. Meow. And the Earth is not circling the sun, but trailing the sun, trying to catch it in a spiral type of thing. Now, once you see it from that point of view, Earth and all the other planets never travel around the sun. They are being pulled behind the sun in a spiral manner. This is what gives us the seasons, not the alleged tilt of the poles. Sunlight at sunset will vary greatly depending on what is in the air and seasons because of the refraction of light. And no one really understands what's happening when the light reflects. Now, I'm going to say something further. Right now, the sun is going through a part of deep space that has a great deal of what we call dark matter. And because it's in a solar minimum, the sun, and it encounters this, is that matter is going around the sun, hitting the Earth. And I'll talk about later what that does to emotions, what's going on Earth as a result. I'm back.
Mark, did you? I've got a couple comments on what you said, and I'm sure Rick has some comments on what I'm going to say. Can you stand by for just a few more minutes? Okay, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.